station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's the last day of August.
Yeah.
The 31st.
And it's also a three-day weekend.
Yes, it is. So it's like perfect timing for a vacation.
It is.
For a small vacation.
I'm very excited about it.
Wonderful. Good morning to you, Bridgetta.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I slept very well, thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because I didn't.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, yesterday turned out to be another technologically challenging day for
me.
Yeah. It's like I went out, I come back home, and my laptop, the screen is like blank.
What?
Right? White.
No way.
Yeah.
And oh, my God.
I know. And I'm going, oh, God, not another hard drive. You know, I've had a tough month with computers. I really have. And
that's
so I finally said, you know, I was just worried I lost the hard drive or something.
Right.
And I don't have a good backup. And I'm like, oh, no, not again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it to Apple and they said that, it's probably the monitor, the screen of the laptop.
Wow.
$500 to fix the fucking thing, man. So I'm like,
$500
to do that. So
wow, that's crazy.
It is, you know. So I thought, but I don't have a choice, you know. So I went home, connected it to an external monitor, and was able to back up everything. So at least I'm feeling good that way.
Right.
And so then I get up this morning, and everything's back to normal. The fucking thing's working again.
The hell.
Yeah.
It's like,
can you imagine if I left it there yesterday for $500?
That would have been really bad.
But then again, I don't know if it's temporary or not. You know, we'll have to see.
Wow. That is just insane.
Yeah. But I got to tell everybody, you know, I mean, backup is not a sexy thing to do. Many people don't do it, but you've got to do it, you know. At the age of where we depend on our computers so much, man, you got to do backup, you know. There's a lot of, like, online backups that you can do. Like, you know, it's like it just puts it in the cloud. But it's not practical, because if you have, like, videos and things like that, it would take forever.
Right.
Take weeks to upload
that. Yeah, I've got a lot of that kind of crap.
Yeah. So you got to get yourself an external hard drive. They're cheap. You know, they're less than $100. And back up your data there all the time, man.
I agree.
You know, I mean, all the friggin' time. And do you do that? I mean, do you have backup?
Yeah, I have my backup because I learned my lesson when I had my Mac, a different Mac a couple years ago, and it fried.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get anything off of it. And I was like, this is not happening.
I know.
So
It's like your whole life is on the fucking computer.
Oh, my God,
you know?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a scary thing if it ever gets stolen or something or lost. But, you know, it's like you never know. I mean, these computers are not reliable.
No, seriously, they're not.
Especially the hard drives.
And you rely so much on them. It's like, this is your life. This is your life.
It really is. You know, it really is. And when I didn't have a computer even for an hour, I felt I was missing something.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. Hopefully I'm back to normal. If not, I'm going to have to spend that $500, man.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking crazy, man. That's the thing,
that
you know,
crazy.
It's like, you would think an Apple computer after a year and a half would still work very well, you know. They're known for high quality.
Wait, did you get the extended warranty?
No, I did not. Okay. I never do because they never pay off, you know. I mean, it only happens when you don't have extended warranty.
Oh, my God,
When you do, you know. And it's expensive to get it, you know. So you just take a chance.
It is expensive to get it, but I have always found that it's worthwhile. So,
For an expensive Apple computer, it's probably worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to spend that much on a computer, you might as well. You know, like, what if it goes to shit? And the extent, like, I bought the extended thing, and I thought it was amazing. And it was like, it lasted for, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I had problems at the very end, and they fixed it. I'm like, this is so perfect.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
because they usually tell you not to get those, you know, because
well, no,
you seldom use them. But
on
at the same
most
time,
things, Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, but on like the TVs Mac computers, I'm telling you, it's so worth it. Like on the washer and dryers, no. TVs, if it's a super expensive one, I mean, I'm telling you, thank God I had extended warranty and they replaced it. So, I go to Best Buy for a lot of it because Best Buy has those great deals, you know, get the extended warranty. And I'm telling you, it's so worth it. I've replaced camera after camera, phone after phone. You know, that's why I like going to Best Buy and buying that kind of stuff because they replace your phones.
Yeah.
So, whereas like, for example, your iPod or your iPhone is not, you can't replace it. But if you get it through Best Buy and you get their plan, they will replace it.
I see.
So it's like so worth it.
But what if you get it through Apple? You probably can replace it too.
No. No, you cannot. They do not replace iPhones. You drop it and it's cracked, you're fucked. Oh well.
Just even if you have extended warranty.
Does not matter. They don't care. Yep. Nope. They don't fix them at all. That's it. That's the thing with the iPhones. They do not. And that's what pissed me off a couple years ago when the iPhone first came out and I had it. And you know, I'm rough on my phones. I drop shit. I drop them in toilets sometimes. Yeah. You know.
I don't know anybody who's not dropped a phone one
right.
way or another.
Right. And mine was that was it. It was done. Like. Totally screwed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why if you get it through Best Buy, they'll replace it. They have all kinds of stuff with everything. Right. Yeah. The computers, I mean, I'm telling you, like, I am so glad for the Geek Squad deals and the extended warranties at Best Buy. I swear to you, I should be like their spokesperson. But I'm not even kidding. Like, for if you buy a camera and for an extra $70, I'm going to, you know, get unlimited, fine. You know?
Yeah.
Or if I'm buying a TV and for an extra $150, you know, I get the, you know, the extended warranty. Fuck yeah. Because I'm telling you, it's come in handy so many times.
Really? Well, if it's worked for you, then it's worth it.
And maybe it's me because I'm rough on things. You know, I move around a lot. I'm constantly traveling. I'm taking all my phones and my, you know, Mac and whatever, my cameras and everything with me. I'm constantly on the go. So, and I'm, you know, I just shove things in places and whatever. It's like, whatever. You know? And shit happens. And I'm a klutz. You know? Things drop. And I'm very careful with my things, but my phone is the worst. But they've come in handy time and time again.
Good.
You know, it's like they'll replace it.
Well,
okay,
there's
perfect.
A recommendation for extended warranty.
Yeah. And the thing is, like when I buy a Mac, I'd rather buy it from the Mac store. Right. I feel like because they've got more options. But then again, I mean, I've always bought my Mac. I will say I've always bought my Mac from the Mac store. But I've always bought the extended warranty with it. And yes, you can get Mac at Best Buy also. I don't know why I didn't. I don't think they had the right one that I wanted. So that's why. But whatever. But when it comes to like a PC, totally do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends how expensive it is, you know. So, you know, I was saying, just like when you buy an expensive car, you think, oh, you know, I'm not going to have any repairs and everything. And all that happens is you get more expensive repairs. That's what happens, you know. It's the same with Apple, you know. The fucking computer is $1,800, and they want $500 to fix the screen.
So, I can't believe that.
Yeah, but that's an expensive fucking computer, man. You can get great laptops for $600-$700, you know. And I think it's too big a luxury to get an Apple.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to get it once just to say I had money.
You're funny.
Yeah. And plus, you know, but you're talking about prices. You can get much better prices online.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's what people do now. That's why Best Buy is in trouble. The same with Barnes & Noble. Because what happens is people go browsing. They get to see the product. They get to touch it, feel it, test it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go online and buy it. You know, I mean, I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because then you don't pay sales tax either, you know.
I didn't know that. And you don't pay sales tax online?
On Amazon, you don't, no.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. But you know what? They are, I think in October, it becomes effective that in California, they're going to collect sales tax.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
So I might as well ship it to like my parents and be like, I'll come pick it up. You know what I mean?
If they don't
it's a big purchase, you know.
It is. It's like, you know, I mean, tax is like, you know, $200 or something, you know, on a computer like that. That's a lot of money. And plus, you'll probably get, you know, when I got it, I saved about $100 off the price as well. So it was a $300 savings.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's worth it. But it's at the expense of all these retail stores that are probably going to go away, too.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
It's really sad. Like, I mean, even when I see, like, Barnes & Noble, you know, gone bye-bye and all that, it's so super sad.
It is, you know, and the record stores and stuff like Tower Records used to be a great place to hang out. But that's the thing, is that when you hang out, you don't necessarily buy.
Right.
And then they go out of business, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked to the guest yesterday. I still didn't get his angle. I mean, why did he want to be on the radio yesterday?
Oh.
It's not like he had anything new or anything. He couldn't talk about the things he was working on and stuff, so.
Well, I just wanted to say that, anyway, that I was going to come and comment on something, but it was too late. So, anyway.
It's okay. You can comment on it.
Yo, I understand because, you know, I'm constantly promoting myself and things, so why not? I mean, he's constantly doing things. He's on the air every single night.
Right.
And it's a new product every single night.
Right.
I know he can't release the new things that are coming out, but he's just basically saying, watch me at night.
Right, okay.
You know, here's me, here's my company, you know, pay me and I'll do more for you.
Mm.
Because he was partnered up with Billy, who died, and, you know, they had their own show, and I don't think they have that Pitchman show anymore.
Mm.
And so now it's just him.
Yeah.
So he's promoting him to get himself more money. Why not?
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we had a late night pitchman here last night, or on the phone yesterday. And,
yeah.
He's pretty famous, I guess, in the stuff that he does.
Yeah.
In the infomercial world. So if you guys want to hear the interview yesterday, go ahead. It's just that sometimes I don't get the angle of, like, why they want to come on. I mean, are you doing something special? You know, are you promoting a book? Something, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, what the hell, you know? We'd like to guess.
Yeah, I know, I hear. But, I mean, I do the same shit, so I don't know.
So did you get to watch any of the RNC last night, the convention?
What's the RNC?
The Republican National
Convention. I don't watch that shit.
You don't, huh?
No.
Well, you missed out some stuff. I mean, they had a surprise guest, Clint Eastwood.
So?
And he had a speech that, well, first of all, you don't expect Hollywood to be Republicans, you know.
This
so when
true.
Someone comes up like that, you know, and
no,
so
that's
it's
cool.
pretty
yeah.
unusual, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what he did was, I mean, this has become like a huge thing on Twitter now and everything, where he was talking to an empty chair where supposedly Obama was sitting, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was like talking to Obama. So, So it was funny, you know. I mean, there was some funny stuff. Let me play you.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You didn't hear any of this, so I'll play you a little clip. I mean, it was a pretty long speech, but in 2.5 minutes here, we're gonna get the gist of it. So if you guys didn't get a chance to listen, here we go. Clint Eastwood.
Thank you. Yes, we own it. And it's not you owning it and not politicians owning it. Politicians are employees of ours. And, but I'd just like to say something, ladies and gentlemen.
I was like, well, I don't know what you're saying.
I had the microphones down.
I was like, what are you saying? I'm trying to listen. I don't know.
Yeah, no, what I wanted to say is that it didn't start at the beginning. We missed, I don't know why it skipped the big part, but here we go again.
I'd like to say something, ladies and gentlemen. Something that I think is very important is that we own this country. We own it. And it's not you owning it and not politicians owning it. Politicians are employees of ours. And so they're just going to come around and beg for votes every few years, and it's the same old deal. But I just think that it's important that you realize that and that you're the best in the world. And whether you're Democrat or whether you're a Republican or whether you're Libertarian or whatever, you're the best, and we should not ever forget that. And when somebody does not do the job, we got to let them go. Yeah.
I guess people are loving it,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
It's another minute of this.
And I'm speaking out for everybody out there. It doesn't hurt. We don't have to be... I don't say that word anymore. Well, maybe one last time. We don't have to be, what I'm saying is we don't have to be metal masochists and vote for somebody that we don't even really want in office. We just because they seem to be nice guys, or maybe not so nice guys if you look at some of the recent ads going out there, I don't know. But okay, you ought to make my day.
Yeah, there was somebody shouting there.
All right, I'll start it, you finish it. Go ahead.
That was pretty good. And there were some funny parts in this. I mean, it was pretty long speech, but,
right.
You know, I mean, it sort of like added some fun to it and stuff. And what he said really was really meaningful, you know,
yeah.
At least in my opinion. And it was really refreshing to see a Hollywood character not going with the, you know, to the left and stuff. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so I just think, you know, and like I said, again, you know, this election is you're not going to change anybody's mind. And it's just the undecideds. These are the ones that are going to decide the election. And because it doesn't matter how much you listen to someone from the other party, you're not going to change your mind.
Right.
You know, people just they don't. And so that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then Romney was talking too, of course. And so let's hear, it's like in about 90 seconds, we're going to hear his 5-point economic plan. So let's take a listen to that.
I have a plan to create 12 million new jobs. Paul Ryan and I have 5 steps. First, by 2020, North America will be energy independent by taking full advantage of our oil, our coal, our gas, our nuclear, and our renewables. Second, we'll give our fellow citizens the skills they need for the jobs of today and the careers of tomorrow. When it comes to the school your child will attend, every parent should have a choice and every child should have a chance. Third, we'll make trade work for America by forging new trade agreements. And when nations cheat in trade, there will be unmistakable consequences. And fourth, to assure every entrepreneur and every job creator that their investments in America will not vanish as have those in Greece, we will cut the deficit and put America on track to a balanced budget. And fifth, we will champion small businesses, America's engine of job growth. That means reducing taxes on business, not raising them. It means simplifying and modernizing the regulations that hurt small business the most. And it means that we must rein in the skyrocketing cost of health care by repealing and replacing Obamacare.
All right, so...
Yeah, I don't agree with the Obamacare. That pisses me off.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't... The Obamacare is annoying shit.
Why is that?
Because now you're forcing everyone to have health care.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, instead of... And what's happening is now my health care is being affected.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I've paid for, you know, $400 every 2 months that I pay for, mm-hmm. is now being fucked with.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, because they're... Now they know that everyone has to have it, so they're raising prices like crazy and then dropping things that I used to have,
mm-hmm.
gone. And I'm like, that's bullshit, because I paid, you know, for years and years and years.
Right.
And now that you're forced... It pisses me off.
Yeah, no, it's too complicated anyway to really, you know... really discuss this here on this show, but at the same time, I have to agree that, you know, I mean, this country is going socialist. And you know, and the thing is that I don't want the government to take care of me. I want the government to protect me, you know, against bad people, against natural disasters, things like that, you know, to protect me, but not to tell me how to live my life, you know. And that's what a lot of people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what really ticks me off is that all the hatred on Facebook, throughout this convention, of people just you know, calling people names, liars, you know, I mean, these are politicians that represent us, you know.
Right.
They might be the president and vice president of the United States. And to call them liars and the devil and things like that, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. So,
welcome
you know,
to America.
So I started, I mean, yeah, that happens in politics everywhere, I guess. But at the same time, you know, we should be different here, I think, you know, and really give a little respect to our politicians. So, you know, I'm like reading all these people repeating themselves back and forth about this and about that.
They're unintelligent and have nothing better to say.
Yeah. You know, and they're just like, they decided to attack and assassinate personalities. And, you know, I finally said enough of this shit, you know, and it's like everybody else is like joining the party.
Right.
So I decided enough of this, and I went ahead for the first time. I deleted friends from Facebook.
Oh, yeah, you remember you saying that, yeah.
Yeah. And, no, actually, last night I deleted
more.
A few, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So, because I can't stand this hatred, you know.
Right.
I mean, they just spew all kind of hatred. And I think we can discuss politics without that.
I agree. It's because people just, honestly, they don't have anything intelligent to say, so they just ramble off. And this is the same shit I get into, not political-wise, mm-hmm. but with football.
Mm.
You know, when I'm discussing a game with somebody, and they're like, oh, you just suck. Well, do you have anything to back that up? I mean, explain why you feel that way. You just fucking suck.
Yeah.
Okay, you drunk, stupid fuck. Like, you stupid redneck. Literally, do you know anything about the game? Why do we suck? Because you didn't like this play or the way this person did. Why?
Right.
And they have nothing to say. Meanwhile, if I'm saying you freaking suck, I'm going to say it's because I'm upset that, you know, the ref did this and went this way and it should have gone this way. Or,
right.
you know, did you see this play and this guy did this and then he went in for that and didn't get called on it. Or there should have been a flag or whatever. I'm going to go into why.
Mm.
You know, I'm not going to be like, you just fucking suck, you know?
Yeah.
Unless
so that's on specific
just,
things, but what about when you don't like Pittsburgh, for example?
I don't like Pittsburgh.
Why don't you like them?
Why I don't like people who are... And this is why I don't like Pittsburgh. We're the biggest rivals. But I will say it's the fans that irritate me the most is
really?
What it is. Because they're obnoxious. They think they know it all. And all they have to say is, oh, we have 7 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
I don't give a flying rack of shit. What have you done in the past 10 years? You know, or 5 years? What have you done? You've been around forever. We are new teams. There are lots of new teams.
Right.
Of course you have more because you've been around since pretty much day one,
yeah.
you know?
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything else intelligent to say at all? Like maybe about your team, about your players, maybe their stats of why you think you're better or whatever? No, you don't. Mm. You've got nothing else to say except to be obnoxious, stupid redneck that you are, because they all are, everyone in Pennsylvania, I will say, and I don't care about hate mail or not, are pretty much retarded rednecks. They are. Maryland has a lot of them too, and
yeah.
I'm from there. I can say this.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of areas that don't, but there's a lot that do.
Right.
Pennsylvania is a lot of freaking rednecks. I'm not saying everyone.
Uh-huh.
I'd say the majority
right.
are a lot of rednecks.
Have you been there in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Hello, duh. Maryland's right there. We're
yeah.
an hour away, 2 hours away. It's not like
yeah.
it's that. You know, given we're big rivals because we're so close.
Mm.
But I don't like when, you know, oh, you're just stupid. Well, really, that's all you're going to say, you unintelligent, you know, pieces worth of shit? Like, worthless piece of shit? I mean, literally, like, it's just, you're a waste of breath and a waste of energy,
uh-huh.
you know? Don't talk, because you look stupid when you talk, you know? It's just, have something to say with substance, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's what irritates me.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I know, and, you know, I mean, and that's what been happening
it's the
in
fans.
Politics, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, exactly. It's the fans, it's the followers, whatever
I mean,
you want to call
and
them.
And don't get me wrong, some of my best friends are fans.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We can have conversations about the play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't argue with that. And we'll get in, like, you know, disagreements about football, and we'll talk about it. But I respect them because mm-hmm. they're actually talking about the play
right.
or what happened or, you know, the actual, you know, just actual stats
mm-hmm.
versus, oh, you suck. Like, you just, really? You know, that's why they're my friends. But anyone else who just comes at with for no reason, don't talk to me. You just
yeah.
give it worth, you know, like so worthless. Honestly,
yeah.
you've got the brain the size of a pea. Just walk away now. Just stop, really. And people think too, they look at me like, oh, I'm just some dumb blonde idiot, you know, with no opinion, really.
Yeah.
You know,
no, you
thinking
know your football. I
thinking
think you
I know nothing.
Football.
Yeah, thinking yeah. I know nothing about football. And I'm like, actually, I probably know more than you do. And I've gotten in an argument before at a bar once. Like, it was a friend of a friend, and he was just being a drunken idiot. And I'm sitting there completely sober watching the game. And we got in an argument. And I don't remember if he was a Pittsburgh fan or what he was. It was somewhere in New England. It might have been New England, exactly. Might have been Patriots. Mm-hmm. It was somewhere on the East. And we got into it. And I was talking stats, and he was talking about, well, you know how many times we've won and this and that. And I'm like looking at him like, really? I kind of want to record you and play this back so that later on you can realize how dumb you are. And you've got nothing intelligent to say. Yeah. And all of his friends were like, oh, shit. And I'm like, no, but I'm serious. You should hear yourself. Yeah. Hear how you're talking. It's just all this negativity that's blabbering out of your mouth, literally blabbering. You're like a bobblehead right now, bobbling your head away and just spewing, you know, gnarly things. It's just like, it's very annoying. It's like, I just want an intelligent conversation. I don't mind if we have a good debate, you know, not really an argument, I'd say debate, because then I respect that.
Right.
But if you're just going to argue, just to argue, and you don't even know what you're talking about, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, exactly. That was my post yesterday.
It's the same it's like, thing with that, yes.
Yeah, you know, it's like have an intelligent discussion or get the fuck out.
Exactly.
You know, and so I just... I felt relieved not to have to look at this shit anymore. It's kind of like weird, you know. I guess it was really making me anxious to read how people attack, you know, personal attacks like this. And, you know, just like bad-mouthing everybody. And, you know, that's why I think, you know, it's, you know, elections are an ugly thing, but we need them. You know, they're important. And, and people that don't get involved in that, you know, then they're missing out, I think.
I agree. But it is so, it's just so hard to pick between two parties.
It really
so extreme.
Is, you know, and yeah, exactly.
That's the
and
problem.
They're extreme.
If they weren't so extreme, it would be different. But they're so extreme.
Right. But there's a spectrum of things. You know, you don't have to subscribe to everything that they do and they say. But in general, you know, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, forget about all the other things right now. I mean, yes, gay marriage, abortions, it's important to some people. But the most important thing is the fucking economy right now.
I'd say the economy.
And that's what we need to fix.
I will say,
and besides, I can tell you this. A president by himself cannot decide on gay marriage and abortion.
I agree with that.
You know?
Exactly. And you know what? They've been talking about abortions for years and years and years. And I will say if that there's going to be huge protests that happen. And I say a lot of these people who are against gay marriage and abortions live in the Bible Belt. That's exactly where they are. They're living in the Bible Belt areas. And so be it. That's fine. Whatever. But there's more of us out there that are not living in those areas.
And,
that are more intelligent and, you know, can fight for our rights.
Yeah.
So you're right. That probably would never
but
be passed.
But it's not necessarily. I think I agree with you that many of the conservatives are in the South, but you have to remember the movement for gay marriage is like all over the country.
No, that is.
Oh, you're talking about anti. I'm sorry. You're talking about anti-gay. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, they're the Bible Belt areas.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
it's okay. But
gay marriage, you know, abortion.
You're not. I mean, it's going to take forever to pass. I mean, we've had a Republican president before, and those weren't passed. We were fine.
Yeah.
You know, because the Senate and the House were different. You know.
Yeah.
So, but
and then you have the Supreme Court if nobody can decide.
Exactly.
And, you know, and it's just like that's why I like the government here. You know, because there's checks and balances.
Right.
You can't like do shit in. But despite, you know, in spite of it, I mean, Obama has been able to do some things that many people do not agree with
and
it affected people's lives. So, you know, that's politics for you. But, you know, I mean, the national debt is increased by $5 trillion in the past 4 years. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot.
You know, so for people to say, oh, let's give Obama another 4 years. You know, I mean, he's had enough time. And, you know, granted, I don't think a president by himself can affect the economy either. That much, but they can at least lead through the bad times.
I will say that I feel like a Republican should be in office to help with the economy because it's so bad. I mean, I do on that side, and I would probably, I'm steering more towards that, but I am so for gay marriage. I think that you have a right to marry whoever you want. I'm so for, you know, abortion. You have it's your body. No one can tell you what to do or what not to do.
Right.
You know, that's ridiculous. And then, you know, there's a lot of other, you know, I'm for the environment. I'm for a lot of things on the liberal side.
Right.
But I also, like I said before yesterday, it bothers me that if you work really hard for your money, you should be able to keep it and not spread the wealth. Like, we're not, you know, that should not how it should be. Like, that irritates the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how anybody can be for redistribution of wealth unless you're somebody who
needs it.
Not that, but who expects help from the government. Mm-hmm. Expects that other people will help him out and get him out of the situation, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that sucks, man. That's like taking from the rich and giving to the poor.
Yeah.
That's not American.
It's like Robin Hood bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, and if you're overly obsessively wealthy, I mean, you're going to donate anyway, though. That's the thing. You're going to donate because you don't want to be taxed on it.
Not only that, but, you know, I mean, since when has becoming rich been a bad thing in America?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I mean, this is about profit and making it and financially and otherwise and so forth. And that's why, you know, we have all this freedom to do that.
Right.
And so, you know, so to make these people as the bad guys, I think is missing the point.
Right.
Completely.
And I think that, I mean, you work so hard in your life to accomplish things and get to where you are. And then you finally get there and you're asked to pay half of your pay out to other people. What the hell is that shit?
Yeah.
You know, that's not right. That's
I know. And you know, and what about the unemployment? You know, I mean, they're saying 12.8 million people are unemployed. But if you add all the underemployed people, you know, that is like if you're qualified for a job but you can't get a job there, so you go and work at McDonald's or something, right? That's underemployed. When you add all these up, that's 23 million people.
And that's a lot, but where, I mean, look at what the postal office did, postal service. They closed the postal service. Like, they let go of, I don't remember how many people.
Right.
It was like hundreds of thousands of jobs. Mm-hmm. Recently, our own postal service.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is government funded.
They couldn't make their debt payments.
They couldn't make the debt payments. Our own postal service, our own government.
Right.
This is getting ridiculous. I do agree that someone's got to step in and do something because this is unheard of. This is just stupid.
Right.
So I do feel like and I will say that every time a liberal goes in, it gets fucked up and our economy is horrible.
Yeah.
This is true. This is a fact because they want to redistribute and it doesn't work right. And then things are...
Well, but not always. You know, when Clinton was in charge, it was pretty good. You know, a lot of people liked him, I think, and the economy was pretty good, actually. But... But in general, you know, I don't know. I don't want to make generalizations like this because there've been bad Republican and Democrat presidents and stuff, you know. I mean, I wasn't crazy about Bush at all.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when he got a second term because I didn't think he was mature enough for the job. Mm-hmm. You know, I really didn't. I thought other people are pulling the strings.
Yeah.
So, you know, and for the record, for those who don't know, I voted for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for Obama in 2008, and I wanted to give him a chance for change and hope, but
yeah,
I haven't seen any of that.
Yeah.
I've lost a lot of
hope. I think a lot of people did. I mean, I know everyone did, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's just I just don't see there's no change.
Yeah.
What's changed? You know? What, I mean, I see things slowly getting better, I mean, at least for our side. I think, too, is like in L.A., it took a long time for it to hit us big time. It was the rest of the country, and then it was us the past 2 years.
Mm.
And I will say it's because we do live in our own bubble, like I keep saying, and it's the entertainment bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And people, no matter what, no matter how poor you are around the country, still are going to watch movies. They're still going to go and go to a movie and pay for the movie or a TV show. This is what you've got, you know? So they rely on it. So here... Everything still was booming for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started noticing all the cuts.
Yeah.
And then it's been the past 2 years, and it's been really shitty,
I will say. Huh?
It's been really tough. It's been, I will say, the past couple months,
mm-hmm.
More so the past month, it's picked up again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
you noticed
big time.
That?
Yeah, for me, at least. Wow. I'm noticing it. It's really picking up. So, you know, but again, that's the entertainment industry. It's totally different. We live differently out here in California.
Yeah,
we're in our bubble because... You know, we're all funded by, it's everyone who lives here is in entertainment, really, pretty much. Not everyone, but the majority. So it hit it differently. So businesses didn't really see it because we're making so much, you know, there's a lot of actors that live here, producers, directors, everyone in the entertainment, who are going out to these little mom and pop stores and still buying items and spending. So, like, you know, we were still not booming, but we were still okay here.
Right.
And then they shut down a lot of different, you know, movies and whatnot, and we've now been moving other places, but films are still happening.
Mm-hmm.
It got slower in the past 2 years, but now it's picking up again.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying is like when you live, you know, all the celebrities live here, and that's right. where they're going to spend their money.
Right, so. Exactly. And that reminds me, I got ticked off about someone because they complain. I mean, they're all for Obama and higher taxes and everything. Yet, where do they go to film their movies? Outside of California, outside of
right.
the United States. They'll go to Canada to
Canada.
Fucking film a movie. So
because
they don't have to pay
budget.
The taxes, you know?
Yeah.
So that, to me, that's like really...
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because, well, I'll tell you why. And it's not just the taxes. It's also the right to work states.
Mm-hmm.
So certain states, like the right to work states, which would be like North Carolina is one of them. I believe Connecticut is one of them. I know Atlanta has a lot of filming. I'm not sure if it's a right to work. And Louisiana is one of them. So everyone's going there now. And the reason why is, yes, the tax breaks. And, yes, they're giving a lot back, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of breaks and cuts, you know, to the film. But what the right to work state is, normally on a film, it's union film, okay? Mm-hmm. All films. So you have to hire a certain amount of SAG union employees or camera union employees or, you know, there's several unions, makeup union employees, whatever, union employees. You have to hire a certain amount.
Right.
Then you have to have a certain amount of non-union. Uh-huh. You know, like the rest, you just fill in with non-union. And they're cheaper.
Right.
The non-union ones. Because the union ones, if you work me over 6 hours, I get this, this, and this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
If you pour water on me, I get this. If I, you know, like just different things. Like there's so many things.
Yeah.
Whereas in those states that I mentioned, there is no, you don't need to have union workers at all.
Yeah.
It's all non-union. So everyone flocks to Carolina, to Louisiana, to Atlanta, Connecticut, to go there
right.
because they don't have to hire union workers.
Mm.
They can hire people who live in the state to work for non-union, meaning way long hours for really shitty pay.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of films go there.
Right.
And plus
yeah.
the tax breaks they're getting back. So it's a double thing.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Going to shoot in Canada and stuff.
And then if you go to Canada, it's the same thing.
Mm.
And it's cheaper.
Yeah.
So that's why all the films and TV shows, you know, the majority of TV shows, like the CW, all of the CW shows, because people don't know this, one's filmed in New York, Gossip Girl's in New York, but all of the rest of them are Canada and Atlanta.
Wow.
Because of the breaks.
See, that's hypocritical to me, you know? I mean, when you complain on the one hand and, you know, or you're going for the... for the higher taxes, and then you're getting away from them when
right.
it starts to affect you.
Yep.
You know, so.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
anyway.
That. Yeah. So, listen to this. In Brazil, I guess a trio got married. A man and two women all got married together to
See,
each other.
See, polyamory is a big thing.
Yeah. They're saying they don't even have a name for it in Portuguese, you know, because it's never happened before. So... you know, and they don't call this polygamy. I don't know why, but...
it's polyamory is what it is.
Polyamory?
Yeah, and I'll tell you about this a little bit. There was a show on Showtime recently. I think it's still on, actually. My friend, actually, is one of the producers of the show. But there's a show where it's about, you know, couples
mm-hmm.
that fall in love with another girl or another couple or another guy, whatever. And it's called, instead of polygamy, it's not that, it's polyamory.
Mm.
And meaning... to have more than one love.
Right.
And they're basically saying, you know, us as Homo sapiens aren't really supposed to fall for one person.
Right. We're not monogamous.
Right.
Right.
But we force it upon ourselves, and, you know, and times have changed and now we're more open. So what they're saying is that a lot, like polyamory, the show was based on married couples.
Mm-hmm.
There was one married couple here in L.A., that went and fell in love with this other girl. They've been a threesome mm-hmm. for 3 years. And they finally decided to get married or do a marriage ceremony to the three of them.
Wow.
And then there's another couple. I think one's in San Diego and one lives... they're all California-based people all over, though. This is the show. And they're a couple that's, you know, been married for a long time. There's another couple that's been married for a long time. Mm-hmm. They met, and they are now a foursome. And they live with each other.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and they've been doing that for quite some time. And obviously, there's some issues within it because one of the wives is not, she's doing it for him, so it's very interesting.
She's not really into it.
Right, she is, but she's very jealous in a way. And I would probably the same way. Like,
yeah.
I want to feel like I'm freaking number one, and you know what I mean. And I would have issues with it.
Yeah. So why get into it in the first place? You know,
I don't know. me, I need all the, I mean, I'm number one. But no, I don't know. I mean, I guess that can happen, you know, and if it happens, then so be it. Yeah. Let it be. But polyamorous, that's the new thing that everyone's kind of coming out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a swingers party? I think we've talked about this, right? Because I remember telling about my stories.
You talked about your story. I accidentally walked into one. I was at a nude spa in Palm Springs. And during the day, it's a nude spa. And later on at night, it gets weird. And I didn't know. I'm sitting there with my boyfriend at the time. And we're sitting there, and we're having a relaxing day all day. And we're like, this is great. Drinking drinks, sitting, relaxing naked in the sun. There's a pool. There's hot springs. It's like, you know, pretty cool, whatever. And we were happy. And then it gets later on, and we start noticing people, like this couple was like fucking in the bushes. And we're like, well, I guess if you're naked and you're a couple, you're going to fuck in the bushes. That's fine. So I ignore that. Yeah. Then we look over in the pool, and the weirdest thing is happening. There are like 8 men in the hot tub. And there's one girl going around and sucking them all off.
Wow.
And I looked at him and he looked at me and we were like, where are we? and we had been there for like 4 hours,
really?
5 hours, and nothing happened
before that.
Nothing during the day. It was around 7 o'clock where I guess there's a party that was coming in and it shifted. And we were like, what is going on? And then we started realizing like all these women would come up to me and start making friends with me.
Mm.
And the guys making friends with him. And then say, I really like your guy. And then the guys would be like, I really like your girl.
Mm.
And then we looked at each other and we were like, oh my God, we're in a swingers place now.
Yeah.
What the hell just happened? And it was really funny.
Wow.
And people were just fucking everywhere, basically. And all these weird costumes were happening. And so we looked at each other, we're like, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So we leave, but we got really horny. So we did it in the shower.
Yeah.
There, with no one around. But we were like, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, that's kind of similar to my... one of my experiences there when I went with a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Or this chick I was dating, and we couldn't really do it with other people while we were there together.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, when I would go there by myself, I had no problem at all.
Yeah.
But I don't get this, like, blowjobs in the jacuzzi. I mean, that's gross, you know, to sit in all
and
that jizz and stuff.
It started making me think, oh, my God, thank God I didn't get in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Full of sperm.
It's disgusting.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh,
I couldn't believe it. I was like, this
is
so gnarly, dude.
And I also don't get, you know, if you're straight, getting naked with a hard-on next to other guys. It just, I don't get that.
Some guys get really turned on when their girl is being hit on.
Mm.
Apparently, that's what I've noticed.
Right.
Some guys get really turned on when their girl is being pummeled by somebody else.
Right. But let's say it's not your girl or anything, and you're just there, 8 guys with hard-ons.
Mm.
Sounds a little gay to me, doesn't it?
I mean, I guess they're not really looking at that. They're more looking at the women.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
but one woman to satisfy all these guys, man, why would you even bother?
I don't know. And I can't answer that because I would never do that in a million years. That is just foul. I'm like, porn star? Much? Really? Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind marrying 2-3 women. That wouldn't be a bad deal.
OMG.
Yeah.
Men, I swear.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we're wired that way. What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I mean, we're wired to spread our seed as much as possible, and females are supposed to find a caretaker and someone who can protect the family and make sure that the offspring grow healthy. You know, so that's the way it is, man. And so that's why women usually settle for a secure relationship, and they'd rather stay forever. And men, you know, the older they get, the younger they want their women to be. I'm telling you, man, it's like you're starting to look back and you go, man, all that youth
all
is
that
being
youth.
Wasted.
Oh, man. Wow. If your wife heard you say these.
Why? She knows my opinion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't hide it. I mean, I'm a normal man. And
Yeah.
I do look. I don't do anything, though. You know, I just look.
Right.
So it's not a big deal.
Well, you can look all you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. I look. I mean, I look. But here's the thing. It's like, you know, I notice that people are around. But if I'm, like, totally in love with somebody or totally into somebody.
Right. Notice other people.
No,
huh?
I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
I think it's because you're, like, living, now that you have something, a little... framework to work in, then you don't need to look at other people. You know, I think you do when you're looking for someone, you know.
Do you think that, I mean, but men are always looking, right?
I can tell you this, that, well, no, not in the beginning. I don't, at least not for me. I mean, I can be like with a woman for a few years and not look at anybody mm-hmm. else. You know, it depends. But at the same time, yeah, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with looking and stuff,
right.
You know, and that. If it doesn't make you crazy, it can make you crazy sometimes. But, you know,
right.
What can I do? Did you ever see, you probably saw American Beauty, right?
I did.
Do you remember him masturbating in the shower in the beginning and he says, something to the effect of like, you know, I go in the shower, I masturbate, and then it's all downhill from there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but you remember him, and that was a struggle of a married man that, you know, was tempted by the 16-year-old
right.
girl. And so, I mean, men do go through that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you have that, you know, this battle all the time, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. There's always going to be someone hotter out there, you know?
I guess, but it's not, I'm telling you, it's not necessarily looking for hotter, but looking for different, I think, you know?
Hmm.
And I think males just, by the way we're wired, after a while, we just want to get some more variety, you know?
Right.
Not that you need to act on it, but, you know, I mean, I don't know, I'm not for cheating at all, you know? I just figure, you know, because if someone cheated, like, sometimes I catch on TV, like, Maury, that show and stuff like that, you know, and so they're showing you like these chicks like screwing all these people and cheating on everybody and having kids from their lovers and all this shit.
Ugh.
You know, it just it gets too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if you want to just go out and sleep around, just get divorced and then do it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know,
I agree.
That's the way to do it, because I was cheated on when I was like 16 years old, and
mm-hmm.
it was really painful because I didn't know how to handle it.
Trust me, I know,
you know
the feeling.
So it stayed with me, and I decided, you know, I'm never going to cheat on anyone because I wouldn't want to be in that position,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's like the worst feeling when you realize that someone cheated on you, you
know,
they lied to you, all the trust and everything. It's like everybody else knows except for you, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I trust me. It's my biggest thing. Like, I can't stand liars and cheaters.
Yeah.
I can't. Can't do it.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're dealing with,
no,
you know?
You don't.
Yeah.
Exactly. My biggest thing is trusting somebody, and you can be honest enough to be like, you know, this girl is really hot over there, and make a joke about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather you tell me that
mm-hmm.
than go and act on it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. Someone was telling me the other day, they said trust is like glass, I guess, or like a mirror. Once you break it, you can put it back together, but there's always cracks in it, you know?
This is so true.
You know?
Very, very true.
So that's funny, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Finally, I just want to bring this up, that Sylvester Stallone's son apparently died from a heart attack and mm-hmm. not drugs.
Wow.
They didn't find any drugs on him, just over-the-counter painkillers. You know, maybe like aspirin or something. But, wow. And he was a handsome kid. There's a picture of him, like, he must have been maybe 14, 15 here with his father.
Mm-hmm.
And what a waste, man. 36-year-old, get a heart attack and go. It's pretty depressing, man.
It might not be releasing that he actually had something in his system. They can hide that.
I don't think they would, though. I mean, they're, you know, they're giving it out. That's what the coroner said. So I don't think the coroner can lie.
Mm.
You know, I mean, they have to answer to someone.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
Well, anyway, that's it. Nice
like,
ending of the
I'm
week.
I'm like thinking of it. I'm like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah
I'm not sure what I'm going to do this weekend yet. I mean, it's a 3-day weekend. I'm really not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to go to San Diego or travel around somewhere, but then again, the traffic is going to be
the
horrendous.
The traffic's going to kill you.
So I'm kind of like, I don't know what to do. And then I thought, well, maybe I should stay here and have a pool party.
Yeah, just go locally somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can do locally for sure.
And then tonight I just wanted to say is it's called a blue moon
mm-hmm.
Because it's the second full moon in 1 month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they call it a blue moon, like once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
gotcha.
A blue moon. So two full moons in 1 month is blue moon. And so there's a lot of events that are going on because of the second full moon. So I don't know, I might do something hippie.
Yeah.
And I considered Catalina. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm all over the place right now.
Sounds good.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you'll have fun one way or another.
I'm sure.
I'm going to make sure that I go to the beach at least one day.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it a little bit. You know, it's
True
way
that.
Too hot here.
True that.
Anyway, everybody, have a great weekend, great holiday, and we'll see you, I guess, on Tuesday, right?
Tuesday.
See you on Tuesday.
Bye.
the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.